Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold asks a question specifically of myself. What I find so appealing, attractive and addictive of Audioboo that I interact so readily with it. Well, it's not a tough question and it's not a tough answer. It's simply, to me, a community of people who I have found so interesting to follow, to listen out for whatever they decide they want to put up in audio, about whatever they decide, news, family matters, technical aspects. It's just, to me, I'm just so hungry for information. I'm so hungry for the people I follow and who follow me to interact and constantly be in touch with each other and to respond when there's a response I feel I can give to a particular audioboo. But not just that, it's also listening out to others, people who I might not respond to on a regular basis, but whose audio is just so appealing and interesting that I just want to hear it in all its entirety. And I can answer one or part of that question directly to Bernie. I follow his stuff as I follow all my other followers, followees, and yet I don't really interact with Bernie as such. I don't communicate with him when he puts up audioboos. I do occasionally, but not that much. Not as much as I do with, say, Nick Holloway Vox or Paul O'Mahony or Simon, SM2N. People like that. Why? Because it's different. Because what Bernie Goldbach puts up is, for me, just pure information that is so absorbing. And I can't even normally reply or make comment on his subject matter. But that doesn't stop it from being interesting. Doesn't stop it me from wanting to listen to it, as I do with Christian at Documentally. Ian Kath, who used to put up great stuff from Berlin, who's now back home in Australia and only boos occasionally. Only very occasional interaction from my behalf on that. But it's also absorbing to hear it all. And there's no point in picking anybody out in person because it's all different. There's people out there who are putting audio up on so many diverse subjects. That's what I find so interesting. That's what I find so absorbing. And that's why I want to listen and to respond when I can. And to input my own material, because I feel that that's what audioboo is all about. It's much more than video. It's sometimes video detracts from the audio. What you get in audio is you get what comes from the heart, which comes from the head, which comes from the mouth. And because you have no pictures to distract you, you can concentrate on what's being said. And if I put audio up, that's exactly what the people who listen to me hear. Just what's coming out, not fancy pictures, not my face annoying them. Audioboo created, I think, has created a fantastic platform for people to interact in whatever way they feel. And sometimes, as I said, the interaction is only just constantly following those people and listening to their stuff And they may not even be aware you're doing it because you're not responding. Maybe they don't expect response on everything they put up. I just find it so enthralling. I just love it all. That's a simple word. Love is a simple thing. I just absolutely adore being part of a community where some of the members have become almost friends, or have become friends, and others are just extremely interesting people to follow, extremely interesting people to listen to, and that's just my answer to the whole thing. It may not answer all that Bernie's looking for. He can always ask direct questions if he likes, and I'll try and answer them that way. But to try and frame this, frame my addiction, my complete attraction to Audioboo in a few answers is not maybe so easy, but if that gives a kind of picture to Bernie, how I feel about Audioboo, and it's ever expanding. Every so often you find another person you find interesting, you find you want to interact with them, listen out for them, and I think that's what makes it great. I think audio is far superior to video in many, many ways, and that's what makes Audioboo so attractive. We all have other platforms out there. Twitter, Facebook. Well, we could go on forever. But for me, since the question was directed at me, and since it is the platform I use daily, hourly, sometimes refreshing so many times in a day just to grasp some more input from my followers, followees, and listen out to what's going on in their lives and what they've got to say. And Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold reading his Sunday newspapers to us all. So that's my answer to it all. I just find Audioboo is so absorbing. I hope that's answered some of your questions, at least, Bernie. It's a difficult one to put your thumb on exactly what it is, but if that kind of paints a picture of how I perceive Audioboo and why it's so attractive, well, I've at least went halfway there to explaining it all to you. Bye for now.